It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Such sad news last night from Jeopardy host Alex Trebek. He announced that he's been diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer.
I have some news to share with all of you. Just like 50,000 other people in the United States each year, this week I was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. Now, normally the prognosis for this is not very encouraging, but I'm going to fight this. And I'm going to keep working, and with the love and support of my family and friends, and with the help of your prayers also, I plan to beat the low survival rate statistics for this disease. Truth told, I have to, because under the terms of my contract, I have to host Jeopardy for 3 more years.
I love his humor. I saw that full thing. But as like, that's so sad. If you didn't know, my wife Lindsay last year was on Jeopardy, and it was the thrill of her life. She's like, probably the biggest thing, way better than marrying me. And she was really sad. She said,
I wanted to know what her reaction was.
She's sad. They love his spirit. I mean, that like as you mentioned in the clip, said that is a very, very low rate of survival. I think it is like the deadliest, lowest percentage cancer. Don't quote me on that, but. I really hope, you know, that people pray for him, that he gets through this. That would be amazing. But the whole Jeopardy community, my wife's on there, kind of Facebook thing, and I think they're working on some kind of a tribute to him right now and doing different things. So thoughts and prayers, though.
Yeah, I was thinking about your wife yesterday. He's immediately going to begin chemotherapy treatment right now. Chance the Rapper revealed on a Twitter thread that this weekend he's going to be marrying his fiance and childhood sweetheart. He posted a picture of his fiance as a little girl and said, "Story time, a thread on how I met my wife. This photo was taken on the day that I first met her." So I guess he's talking about probably like a school talent show or something. He said, "We were instructed to make a way for an exclusive performance by Destiny's Child. From the back stepped out 3 young girls who were not Destiny's Child." He said, "Now I'm locking eyes with the prettiest girl I've ever seen in an almost decade of my life on earth. I was just staring at her as she and her girls were conquering the choreography and mastering the art of lip syncing in a way even the most professional performers have yet to accomplish." He goes on to say, 16 years later, it's happening. This weekend is the time and the place. This weekend is the time and the place is my wedding. I'm going to dance with my wife because this is my destiny."
That is so cool.
So freaking cute. I really like Chance the Rapper. Zac Efron is dating Olympian Sarah Breaux. The 31-year-old High School Musical alum and the 23-year-old swimmer sparked romance rumors after being seen together multiple times in recent months. They were first spotted together at a fitness class in Los Angeles in January, and they continued to fuel speculation after sitting beside each other during a UFC fight at the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas on Saturday. And Chris Pratt talked about his sheep that he owns.
They're real cuddly now. We got 3 rams. We've got Bourbon, Prince Rupert, and one called Rex Danger Fleece.
Oh.
And they're really sweet and really cuddly, but if you turn your back on them, they'll straight up like ram you. They'll take your knees out, for sure.
Wow. Have they done it to you?
Yeah, they messed me up.
Really?
Yeah, I had to wrestle them. I had to show them what's up. I had to show dominance.
Coming up in less than an hour, this celebrity carries bandages used for wounded soldiers with her wherever she goes because she's so scared of being shot.